It is time for us to check sports. That means it is time for us to bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Okay, I'm going to give you this quote, okay? "You're a joke," end quote. Quote, "You're a joke." Who was that quote said about?
Me.
No. About the Major League Baseball Commissioner, Reds' Trevor Bauer.
Oh, I knew that.
Called the commissioner a joke.
He's right.
Saying that the commissioner has no clue about baseball. If the reports are true, he's considering expanding the playoffs by adding two wild card teams in each league.
No, he's right.
Yep, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
It is a joke.
Yeah,
you're going to have 14 teams out of 31 or 32 make it. Well,
no.
Like I said yesterday, just have everybody make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's all. Everybody make the playoffs. And you know what you could do? You could sell popcorn for a night. No, the regular season has no bearing. You just put everybody's name in a hat, you pull them out, and match them up. How's that?
It's a stupid idea. The players will never agree to it. Players' union will never agree to it.
I don't think so. But you never know, because
no,
it might give more opportunity to make more money.
No. I think that anybody who's a Major League Baseball player will find this the designated hitter in the American League. It's not like when they raise the mound. This is a fundamental change in what you're playing for as a professional athlete. It diminishes what you're playing for. And I think 90% of the athletes at that level care that they win their way in. They are not given their way in.
I agree. Fundamental change doesn't work.
No. You can do things that improve the game, like they had to raise the basket because people are taller in the NBA.
And make it 14 feet.
But you know, they do things like that, but you don't take the fundamental part of the game, which is the best teams play the best teams and the worst teams are excluded from the playoffs. Bingo.
Well, the whole thing comes to money, because the more teams that have a chance to make the playoffs, the more involved fans would still be to go to games at the end of the season, because their team that's probably 8 games under 500 has a chance to make the playoffs. Because if you go back to the original way, which was the best way, where you have the winner of the American League play the winner of the National League from the regular season to play in this thing that they called the World Series, you had teams that did not draw people in September because they were eliminated. So the reason for all these teams making the playoffs is to have fannies in the seats instead of having no fannies in the seats. So that's why I say don't underestimate having the 14 teams is being shot down immediately, because in the fantasy world that we live in now, it gives more opportunity for teams to make more money in September where otherwise they wouldn't be. So that's the only reason why I say it won't get shut down.
All right, how about this story? You heard what happened in the NHL last night, right?
Yeah, the guy collapsed.
Heart attack.
It was a heart attack?
Yeah. They don't say what type of heart attack it is, but it was a definite cardiac episode, according to the team.
Wow!
But he's alive and he's stable and he's conscious, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I saw a video of it. I was like pretty shocked by it, but you never know.
No,
you never know what could happen.
No, it's just one of those. It's just, yeah, you're right. That's exactly it. Hey, what happened? What happened in history on this date years ago in boxing?
What is it, February?
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Buster Douglas won.
Yeah. Now, I have to admit, I was at the Interlaken Inn watching that fight on TV when that happened.
You did watch it. That was on closed circuit, wasn't it?
No.
Nope. That was free?
Yeah.
I don't remember it being free, because I was out eating at a bar. I remember I was out eating at a bar, and it was kind of like a sports bar, and it wasn't on. And when I came out of it, people were in the street talking that Tyson got beat. But I didn't see it because, I don't know. You sure it was free?
I was standing there with Mike DeMaza, I'm pretty sure. And that's got to be the fight because we were just going crazy when...
It was a Saturday night. Remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, but
then it was in Tokyo.
Just knocked him out. Boom.
Beat him up. Beat him up the whole fight. Tyson was never there.
Buster Douglas.
Yeah. What was he, like 20 to 1? They got on?
Oh,
well,
no,
maybe
it was something. It was just really crazy. It was just really crazy. So,
mm-hmm. Like I said, you never know.
Nope. You don't. That's why they play the game.
And that college basketball this year is the because I was watching Vanderbilt play Kentucky last night in the first quarter. I sent a text to my friend. They said, my favorite state needs to change the name of their basketball team from Kentucky to Kentucky. They were getting beat by 12 points at halftime by Vanderbilt. And the announcers said that Calipari went berserk in the locker room. And they came out and wound up winning by 14.
Well, I would not bet on basketball this year. It's just too crazy.
To win a championship, I think it's a good year to bet it because anybody can win. I really don't think that there's a clear cut favorite that you can say can win. Like last year, everybody was on the Duke train and they got beat before the semifinals. But at least they had an opinion that Duke was probably the best team in basketball last year. This year, man, you got an argument for about 20 teams that can win.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good opportunity if you're right. Being right's the hard thing, though.
Yeah, well, I was going to say. If you're right.
But I'm telling you right now, you're going to hear of somebody this year when we get near the finals that somebody has a big bet on a team at a big price to make a lot of money. You're going to hear it. But like I said, you have to be almost as lucky to win it as to pick it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, anyways. But the
Islanders with another win last night. Back-to-back nights last night at home. They beat Philly 5-3. So maybe.
Maybe you will have one team in the playoffs.
Oh, they'll be in the playoffs, but I want them to make some noise in the playoffs.
I think right now I'll just take any team from our area in the playoffs.
Well, you know, in the league where half the league makes the playoffs, just making the playoffs isn't good enough. So baseball beware.
Baseball beware. And the Red Sox named a manager.
Yeah, that was pretty bizarre, huh?
Once again, they leave their press conferences on too long. So he's an interim manager, which probably means
what does that mean?
I think it means that
I know what the term means, but what does that mean?
I think that means Cora's coming back next year. I'm pretty sure. You know, he's just filling in while Cora can't be a manager.
I don't know. I mean. Has Cora been suspended for the entire year?
Yeah, well, not yet, but maybe
they don't know how long suspension
that's exactly
is.
Right.
If it's 6 months or something, maybe he'll be back in the middle of the season. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. They've got to wait and see what that is. So,
and what about this thing that they're talking about with the Astros? What's going to be their strategy?
I have no idea.
What is that supposed to even mean?
They're just going to play baseball.
What is this? Are they supposed to go on an apology tour?
I mean, if you're a player and you played for the Astros and you want to say you're sorry, fine. But this is not required. The penalty has been handed down. The teams have dealt with it. It's time to move on. And if you as a player, if somebody asked you, are you sorry it happened, and you want to say, yeah, I'm sorry it happened, that's fine. But let's just get on with baseball now.
And even if you don't want to say sorry, and come out and say because other teams are doing the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, let's play baseball.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, what are they supposed to do? Walk? Are they supposed to change their uniform and walk around with the Scarlet A on their chest for Astros this year? Yeah. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
What a joke! Let it go.
It's time. I say let it go because it's already been handled. There's been a lot of punishment, a lot of embarrassment, a lot of suspensions, a lot of fines. It involved the team right down to the coach. So it's over. Done.
Do they want the Astros to start the season at 20 games behind already? Is that the punishment they want? Give them 20 losses?
Oh, crazy. All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow, and we'll talk about Mr. Gastineau from the Jets.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kosy with a check on sports here this morning on Robin Hood Radio.